Hey, good morning. It's like 11, 20, and it's time for me to get up. Last night I w saw that movie, Can You Ever Forgive Me? Will You Ever Forgive Me? Would You Ever Forgive? It's a Melissa McCarthy movie. It's good. Go see it if you want to see that type of movie. Read the synopsis maybe and decide if that's what you'd like to see, but it's good. I can't tell you how to live your life. Oh, must see. Someone's like, oh, it's a must see. Nothing. What happens if you don't see the must see? You're fine. People say, oh, The Wire is a must see. Now that I've seen it, I would have said The Wire is a must. You must see The Wire, right? But now you ask me what happened to The Wire. I can't fucking tell you. I don't remember The Wire anymore. Can't hold a whole fucking television show in my brain. Yeah, I just remember I liked it. And probably you ask me in a year from now what happened in a movie that I liked to, well, I could probably tell you what happened in that Melissa McCarthy movie, but not in 5 years. I can't tell you what happened in Pacific Rim 2. Now, I saw that like maybe 6 months ago. Whenever the fuck that was out. I just know that there was robots fighting aliens. And I'm assuming the robots won. Because the aliens aren't gonna. There's no movie where they fight the aliens and the aliens win, is there? That would be a good twist. No one would see it coming. I always want to see that movie where they just say, nope, it's all doom. It's the end of the world. Like they're saving the world. Like, nope, it's over. We tried, but evil wins. I guess we'll look at the news. Speaking of evil winning, let's look at the news. Well, evil doesn't always win. Fuck, dude. This first story is a German ex-nurse admits killing 100 patients. Well, if you wanted me to click on that, you got me. I gotta see this. Niles Hogel, German ex-nurse. See, an ex-nurse in Germany has admitted at the start of his trial that he murdered 100 patients, making him one of the world's most prolific serial killers. And then there's a picture of this dude, and he's like holding a folder in front of his face. Like, don't, like, they're gonna get your picture, dude. You think that's the only one they're gonna get? There's a headshot of him above. I don't know what that's from. But, oh no, this is like one of the victim's grandson. All right, so maybe this is the only guy's avoided cameras. This whole time, every picture they show of him, he's holding up folders in front of his face. I guess he didn't have an Instagram. Well, I guess he's going to jail for, jeez, 100 people. And nobody noticed. I guess as a nurse, you just fucking, it's probably pretty easy. I would think a lot of serial killers maybe, well, you would, he's the first one to figure that out. That's, man. That's fucking. Now there's serial killer nurses. You can't be safe anywhere. Because if you're a serial killer, you see that story, you're like, fuck, I just got to go to nursing school. It's a lot of work. I knew a lot of nursing students when I was in college, and they were always studying. So you have to be pretty dedicated to want to be a serial killer to pursue that line. But, you know, it's like pedophiles become priests. That's not probably that easy to become. Well, they need priests. I wonder, you know, if I was, because I would just ignore the you can't have sex part of it and just, I mean, and I would just probably just keep my relationship. Say, Jacqueline, listen, I gotta go live in this rectory place. I have to keep my shit there, but I'll crash here, you know. But I think I could probably. You know, being a priest, you get to perform. every day. And you know who kills with jokes? Priests. Because no anybody, it's like, you tell one joke that's even like as long as you can recognize this joke, the whole church fucking is cracking up. So I would murder as a comedian priest. And I don't know what the pay is like, but you get, well, that's the thing. It's like, Jacqueline's still got to keep a place. And then they're going to be like, well, who's this, the woman we always see you with? I'm like, oh, she's going through a rough time. And I'm counseling her. Like, it seems like you're together a lot. Don't worry about it. At least I'm not watching the kids. Like, you'd be happy I'm carrying on an adult relationship, you fucking weirdo factory Catholic Church. All right, that's a terrible premise. Why did I even go down that road? Antarctic scientist stabbed colleague on remote research station because he kept telling him the endings of books. Well, that does sound annoying. Like, he's taunting the one guy's taunting the other dude. He's like, oh, what do you got? You got the Of Mice and Men? I don't know why these scientists would be reading seventh grade required reading, but guess what happens to Lenny at the end? I don't want to tell you in case any seventh graders are listening. Read the book; it's great. Oh, you're reading The Outsiders? Well, that's some rumble at the end. That's it. I'm stabbing this motherfucker. I'm not gonna. It's, that's silly. I guess that screws up the whole. Well, you get you, this guy is probably stopping telling you the endings of books, but I guess he ratted him out. You think he should probably be, you're up in the Antarctic and you get stabbed for being a dick. You should be able to fucking hash that out between you, unless he, I guess maybe he had to go to the doctor. But then, he should have stabbed him in the leg or something. You don't have to go to the doctor. You get stabbed in the leg, right? Actually, I had to take this. One time I was dating this chick and she got stabbed in the leg. Long story. And no, it's not even a long story. She was carrying a knife and she stabbed herself. I don't know why I said long story. I wanted to make it sound like I didn't want to explain that she was carrying a knife or why she was carrying. She thought she needed a knife to defend herself against somebody. And it was, anyway, I ended up taking her to the fucking emergency room, but it was fine. She didn't really need to go. But she was worried, or she was being dramatic. I don't know. It's a long time ago. What are you doing here? White woman fired for racist rant at black neighbor. Well, how many of these stories do there have to be before people wise the fuck up? Shut your goddamn mouth. Be a racist in your house and not in front of cameras out in public. You fucking, you're allowed to be racist and to your racist friends. Why can't these people just find a place to be racist without bothering other people with it? I guess there's no point in being racist if you don't get to really bust it out and be a real racist to someone you're racist against. Well, see you later, whoever, whatever your name is. I'm not even gonna look. It's so gross. I don't want that one. Secret tunnels found below Mexico's Pyramid of the Moon. Passageway to the underworld? Well, holy shit. There's a passageway to the underworld in Mexico. Maybe we should be nicer to Mexico. Because who knows what's going on under there. I gotta take a quick look at this article. And then we'll get out of here. But let's see. They got that. Archaeologists have discovered a secret tunnel and a cavity hidden below an ancient pyramid in Mexico that is believed to have been dedicated to the underworld. Toltec rituals. Oh, it's not actually going to the underworld. Well, good job, clickbait. You got me. I thought there was a real passage to the underworld going on in Mexico. Turns out, not the case. All right. Well, maybe they'll find a passage to the underworld somewhere else. Or maybe that will be the actual passage to the underworld, but it doesn't look like it. So, see you tomorrow. We love you.